Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me, Little Dire Straits. Bringing this back, I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Pam Bilbrey is our guest. We have enjoyed and benefited from Pam's wisdom and experience and all the things that she does for small businesses for a long time now. Great member of our Brain Trust, the co-author of Ordinary Greatness is Where You Least Expect It, Everywhere. And Pam, give us your website. Tell us how folks can find you in the book.
You can find us at www.ordinarygreatnessbook.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. Pam, in the previous segment, we talked about leadership, the leader of an organization realizing that demonstrating, establishing, and demonstrating, living the values of the company has to originate. If an organization is going to have values that are marketable, that are acceptable, that make people, that engage employees and make people happy to work for you, with you, the leaders have to demonstrate that. And one of the things you do is you actually travel around the country helping small businesses just like the folks listening in our audience. Sometimes they either just want to know how they're doing, or maybe they've got some pain in the organization, and they bring you in. Talk to us about what you see and what you do.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Just this week I was working with a small family-owned business. They have 20 employees.
Right.
And a couple of years ago they'd asked me to come in. The business was doing okay, but the owner just felt like they could do better.
Mm-hmm.
And so we sat and met with the seniors, and one of the things that they were very, very proud of were the values that they had established for their company, and one of the values was teamwork.
Mm-hmm.
However, when I began talking with the members of the leader, I think there were five members of the team, the leader team,
mm-hmm.
and the employees, they kept saying, well, yeah, teamwork, but I don't know that we really do that. And the leader team, these five individuals, were really struggling because they had siloed themselves. And they were individuals that were expert in their functional areas, but they weren't demonstrating the collaboration that they were expecting of everyone else in the organization.
Mm-hmm.
And because they weren't, that there was not an exchange of ideas. They weren't asking each other for support,
and yet the leadership believed that the teamwork component was okay.
Absolutely, yeah. Oh, we're great.
In a 20-person
value.
Think about this, folks. In a 20-person company, that kind of failure to communicate could exist. It's amazing, isn't it?
It really is. You would think in a small company that everybody would be on the same page, but it's
if they're not, it would not be obscure.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, but it's been amazing in the couple of years that we've worked together how this team has provided the clarity, has come together. They have really captured all the energy, enthusiasm, the knowledge, the expertise of everyone
right.
in the company, because they have begun to work like a team. And
so,
it started with the members of the leadership team.
So don't, folks, if you think your company is your employees are engaged, your people are happy, your people are well-trained, your customers are just doing great, you're smug and just so happy with yourself, you might want to check your position. You might want to do the due diligence. You might want to do a little reporting, do a little MBWA, management by walking around, and see if that's the case. So now, Pam, now that we've discovered that maybe our presumptions were not correct, what did you do for them?
Well, we began to work together on how the leadership team should behave, and we began, first of all, building more trust with each other, because
right.
what we found is they didn't have the level of trust with each other to have those open, honest conversations. They would just bring the good news on what was happening in their respective areas to the team meetings,
right.
But they wouldn't offer the challenges because they wanted to be seen as above that, as everything was perfect in their area. And so all of these challenges or issues went unresolved and were hidden in the organization because people just didn't trust each other enough to talk about them.
And the leadership were not astute enough to find on their own that their organization was sicker than they thought, but they were astute enough to know that they weren't, that the execution of the company wasn't hitting on all cylinders.
Yeah, something
so,
just
so
didn't
they could,
feel right.
They could tell that what there was pain, but they were not attributing the pain to the right source, were they?
No, they weren't.
So wrap it up for us. Tell us what happened.
Well, they really went through some sessions in building the trust. They learned how to have good conflict. They learned that conflict is good when it's productive, respectful. In other words, challenging ideas and opinions to get to the best responses. And they have just done amazing work. Their company is now getting the best results they've ever gotten.
But in the beginning, for the executives who had to then learn that their presumptions were wrong, it was a little painful in the beginning, wasn't it?
Well, it's probably more than a little painful. it's uncomfortable.
But be prepared for that, folks. But you know what they say, Pam, no pain, no gain.
No gain, exactly.
Can I have your website again, please, Pam?
www.ordinarygreatnessbook.com.
I told you we'd get smarter when Pam joined us. Thank you, Pam. Good job today.
My pleasure.
Come back soon. Pam Bilbrey, ladies and gentlemen. Check it out, ordinarygreatnessbook.com. That's her website. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.